a very light turnout here inside Statler City, but there's a lot of pizza on the tables. Some of the beer is already starting to flow. And at least one of the insiders has told us here tonight that this could be a long evening. It may be quite a while before they know some prominent results. Of course, the biggest race is that for Erie County Executive. Mark Poloncarz is seeking a third term. And about an hour, within the past hour, Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Jeremy Zellner expressed confidence in his party's prospects, despite what appears to be a lower-than-desired turnout.
I would say that any time you get the kind of turnout that our poll watchers were getting.
Now, registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans in Erie County by about 2-1. Also tonight at GOP headquarters, we'll be on the lookout for...
We will be having not only the kind of reports you just heard from our team in the field, the largest radio reporting staff in Western New York, but we will also have some in-studio analysis as the results start to come in, and we are balanced. We have a person from each side of the aisle here to provide some of that analysis for you. Warren Galloway is with us. He is a Republican. He is a former aide to County Executive Joel Giambra, and he joins us once again this year. Ken Crewley is also with us. He's a former aide to a different county executive, once worked with Dennis Gorski. Ken, let's start with you. Ken Crewley, Democrat. What are you making of turnout?
If you look at the raw numbers, Democrats outnumber Republicans registered by about 135,000 in the county.
In light of what he just said, Warren Galloway, are you as a Republican optimistic, maybe even excited tonight?
I don't know about excited.
Republicans have a lot at stake here. They want to take back the county legislature. There are local races where in the town of Amherst, for example, they're trying to flip leadership there. So a lot of incentive, perhaps arguably more incentive for Republican voters to come out this year.
Any Republicans that have won in New York State have been more of the centrist or more of a liberal Republican.
This is not the governor's favorite part of the state, I think. There's been a lot of issues.
Reporter Tom Dinky is standing by downtown.
Democrats are expressing confidence despite a potential lower than expected voter turnout. The Erie County Democratic Committee sent out a tweet at about 4 p.m. today saying turnout is dangerously low.
Right. And that is the other race that Tom mentioned. Yeah. It's the former Tom Loughran seat, 5th District. You have Shelley Schreiber. It's WBFO 88.7. This is Election 2019. On Twitter, our hashtag tonight is WNYVotes. We are your NPR station in Buffalo, bringing you the most balanced analysis and comprehensive coverage from the largest team of radio reporters in Western New York.
Well, we are starting to see some declarations of victory. Just in the
here
last
in Niagara Falls, veteran Niagara Falls public figure Robert Restaino, former judge, president of the school board, and now mayor-elect.
81% of the vote in. Right now, 54% for Mark Poloncarz. We'll try to bring you the podium speeches when they come down.
We've been sent back to complete the job we started.
I want to congratulate Mark Poloncarz for another term.
Out of everything that transpired tonight, what surprised you?
I think that the margin for county executive was somewhat smaller than I anticipated.
Got all the results you need. Remember, of course, that we'll have more analysis and more reporting on all these races and some of the national perspective as well, Kentucky and Virginia to talk about, all tomorrow on Morning Edition. This is WBFO and WBFO HD1 Buffalo.